Welcome to the Lunch Break Hymn Sing, a podcast dedicated to the rediscovery of hymns, both ancient and modern, and the authors who penned them. We're glad you decided to spend your lunch break with us. We pray that you are encouraged by the content of each episode, and we hope that you share this podcast with your friends and family. And be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Now, let's dig into today's episode.
We are looking at the last verse of And Can It Be, the fifth verse, which we skipped the second verse, so this is actually our fourth. And I think it pairs really well with the third verse of the song, where the third verse really focused on Christ's work. The way he left the throne, God's throne, he came to earth, took on flesh, in a sense, set aside his crown and his robe and put on put on clothes that a slave would put on, a servant would put on. And really, we talked about in a couple weeks ago that he actually did not lay aside. He was still king as the Son of God, as the second person of the Trinity. But he still humbled himself by taking on flesh for us. And then, of course, lived the perfect life and died. And then verse 5 counters that in a sense that now we, those that Christ died for, the children of God, we are now exalted. We actually get all that Christ received in his exaltation. Our inheritance is his inheritance. His crown, he has crowns for us. Mm-hmm. Everything that the Father gave him, he shares with us. And I love the way, in fact, I can't even get past the first line. When I read Romans 8:1, it's hard for me to get past verse 1, where it talks about the idea that now, after all that Christ has accomplished for us, when we now look at ourselves, there is now no condemnation. There's no more wrath. There is no more anger. The reconciliation is a real thing, that we are now like Christ in that we are made justified. In a sense, God sees us as saints now.
Yeah.
Even though I still sin, God sees me through the blood of Christ, and I am like him now. My life is hidden with his, and it is hard for me to reconcile this idea that I still wrestle with sin, and yet there's no condemnation at all. Even today, there's none. It is just one of the most freeing concepts in all of Scripture. And then it goes on to say even more than that, not only is there no wrath, there are no negatives, but now there's all kinds of positives.
Yeah.
Again, everything that Jesus is. The verse actually says, Jesus and all in him is mine. It's funny that we debate, even today, this day and age, what our bank accounts look like and how much we think, well, we just don't have as much as these other people and we wish we had a little bit more.
Yeah.
If we just had any kind of eternal perspective, we would realize that the riches that we have are beyond any kind of comparison. We might not have them quite yet.
Yeah.
We sort of live in this already not yet thing. We'll talk about that at another time. But we have everything that Christ has given, has offered. We have it right now today. And yet we get to really live it out in reality when he comes back for us for eternity. And we will just be rich beyond our wildest imaginations. It's going to be the greatest thing. And then he just continues, alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. And we are able to approach the throne room. I've always pictured this concept. Boldly, I approach the eternal throne. It's kind of like having little children that just run up on your lap.
Yeah.
We're just able to literally run up on our Father's lap because of what Christ has accomplished for us. It makes me think of Jude 24, where he just ends the book in doxology, where he says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord be glory and majesty, dominion and authority before all time and now forever. Amen. We get it all.
We get it all.
We deserve nothing. We get it all.
Yeah. That really is amazing love.
Yeah, I don't even have words.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to express. I would say that, I guess, is there any other way to respond except just in simple thanksgiving?
Right.
Just having hearts that are thankful. Well, what else can we do?
Yeah.
We couldn't bring anything before salvation. What can we bring now except what God does through us?
Yeah, guilty. You know, we're guilty people walking around innocent. We're prisoners now walking around free.
Yeah.
And most importantly, too, that we're now his children.
Yeah.
And we get to enjoy all of those things. It's like this, you know, this thing. Like, I don't deserve this, but wow, amazing that I'm here. And yeah, you're right. Like, what can you say to that?
Yeah.
But just thank you. And
yeah, I understand now. Wiser men have said this in the past, that one of the things that we need to be diligent about in our everyday life is just preaching the gospel to ourselves before we even start sharing it with our family and everyone else. You put even just this song, the way the gospel is explained in this song, and you have this perspective, your worst day is a great day.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Ben, that hits close to home for me to hear that. So, yeah, thankful that. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, with that, I think, you know, we can, you know, this really concludes the, you know, this hymn of the month, and Can It Be? We hope that that you, the listener, has really enjoyed the conversation. Ben, I've enjoyed the conversation that we've had. And we get the privilege now of hearing our version of And Can It Be? And it is traditional. We use modern instrumentation. So our friend Nathan Heston, he arranges a lot of our music that we do. And so he put this one together for us. And so we're really just encouraged by that. So we hope that you are encouraged and that you are singing this hymn and Can It Be in your personal devotion and also in your churches. Again, we thank you for joining us. And until next time,
enjoy your lunch break.
His chosen race.
God's people said, amen. You may be seated.